We ride away. Honor the feelings in the world because they are affecting everyone in the world. They are real. The psychic and all manner of currents that are circulating, that are being thought by each of us, and how they are also part of the currents, the psychic currents, emotional currents, mental currents, and so forth of the world. So let's begin there. Let's honor that. Let's respect that that is a fact. And we bring that fact into our own groundedness and centeredness. So we feel ourselves present. We feel our feet, our butt, our body. Feel ourselves present. And as we do, breath is at the center of it, as well as presence itself. And just as we have invited ourselves into grounded centeredness, we invite the world into the same. And we do that by breathing and by being present. Thank you. And justice for us, the movement, the momentum. Whatever we were doing before we sat down, whatever thoughts we were thinking, whatever emotions were arising. Now there's a pause. There's centeredness and breath. And so we invite the whole world and every human being into this. And just as each of us can do this, and so readily and so easily it's available, we invite every single human being into the same ease, into the same capacity, into the same readily available peace, ease, thoughtfulness, and presence. And that invitation is by example. And so we sit. Feel ourselves sitting. All the choices that were part of that to come and sit. So that all beings, human beings, because we are humans, human beings sought to recognize choice. And the choice isn't one thing. Choice is a mandala. There are many sub processes, sub decisions in that one inevitable sitting, in our case. So I invite that. We invite the simplicity of presence, the honesty of presence. There's no dishonesty in presence, and you can't be dishonest in presence. So we sit present. And there's the breath, always at the center, a gentle flow. And so we invite all human beings into this. Because it is inside every single one. And no harm ever can arise from centeredness. And so we invite all the concern, fear, into this centeredness and grounded. Not to deny it, not dismiss it, not ask it to go away either. But just give it the support of ground and centeredness and presence. And we breathe poisonous mindsets like greed and heedlessness and malice and such. And breathe those also into this ground and centeredness. Because one of the major factors of how they have their movement and have their way is that they are not grounded. They are like floaties in the air. There's no ground, there's no landing in causes, results. There's no landing in thoughtfulness, in empathy, in looking around and seeing. So we breathe these poisonous states of mind into the centeredness and ground. And all along, breath. Breath is simple. Breath is simple. Breath is honest. And breath is centered. And all along there is ground. And we are grounded in the ground of being. Breathing. We take a long, so deep breath with all of the world and honor and respect the psychic and emotional and mental currents that are very active right now and will be for some time. We honor it. We honor it. It's real. It affects everyone. And so we breathe with all beings. Ooh. And we honor also that it is our choice to get sucked into the craziness or to not even make it available to us. And that's our choice too. May sanity and goodness prevail in each and every one of us, each and every moment, goodness and sanity. Love you all. Create your day.